This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون لا يحصي عدد نعمه العادون ولا يؤدي شكره المتحمدون ولا يبلغ مدى عظمته الواصفون بديع السماوات والأرض إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. أما بعد, dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to be conscious of him when he says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. This month of Ramadan, it is a month not only of spiritual blessings, not only of fasting, not only of the recitation of the Quran. Historically, this month is also a month of victory, a month of nasr, nasr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month when the truth of this religion and when the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been physically manifested in this world. And if you look at our history for the last 14 centuries, so many key incidents, so many historic victories have occurred during this month. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is physically demonstrating this is the month of victory. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that when His awliya, when His chosen servants can conquer those that oppose Him, then surely you can conquer the forces within you that are opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifesting the power of this month even physically on this earth. And so in today's brief khutbah, I will remind myself and all of you of some of the historic victories that have occurred in this month. Because by looking at these victories, by asking ourselves why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this month to have these magnificent victories occur, inshallah, it will inspire us to be victorious within our own personal battles. It'll be victorious within our own personal struggles in our daily life. And the first two of these victories are frankly the most important, not only in Islamic history, but in the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very first two victories that occurred in Ramadan are victories that defined the success of the ummah. Let us begin with the greatest battle that ever took place in early Islam. Yawm al-Furqan, Allah calls it. The day when falsehood was distinguished from the truth. Yawm al-Furqan is the day of Badr. And the battle of Badr took place on the 17th of Ramadan. That is today, the 17th of Ramadan it took place. The great battle of Badr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrated the power of iman over the power of the dunya, the power of quality over the power of quantity. How few were the Muslims, how outnumbered they were, how unprepared they were, but they had iman. And so even if it was 1-3, even if they were less horses, less armors, less armament, it did not matter. The decisive victory on that day was enough to give them the boost that will last them throughout the entire seerah. They saw the mercy of Allah descend down in the form of thousands of angels. They saw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from quarters they could never have imagined. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them victory, and Allah delivered on that promise. وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah wanted to affirm the truth, and Allah chose the month of Ramadan, and Allah chose the 17th of that month to demonstrate the beauty of this faith, to demonstrate the power of iman over the power of the impotence of those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn, brothers and sisters, from the battle of Badr. When you have quality, when you have iman, it doesn't matter what is on the other side, you have Allah on your side. The second great battle that took place in this month of Ramadan, which is also defining for the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final great battle. And it is not a coincidence, the first great battle and the final great battle took place in Ramadan. As I said, it is as if Allah is demonstrating for us the blessedness of this month. Even physically, the ummah can manifest over those who oppose it. And that battle is the conquest of Mecca. So the beginning, the Battle of Badr, and the ending, the conquest of Mecca, they both took place in this blessed month of Ramadan. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed from Medina on the 10th of Ramadan. He departed from Medina on the 10th of Ramadan. And as soon as he exited Medina, he called for a glass and he lifted it up, showing everybody, now we are on the way to Mecca. Now we are on Safar. Now we are doing fi sabidillah. We don't have to fast. We have a bigger priority here. So he broke the fast in the day of Ramadan, because of course you're allowed to break when you're traveling, and especially when you're traveling for a cause like this. He physically broke the fast on the 10th of Ramadan because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to do this. And they marched all the way to Mecca, arriving outside of Mecca on the 20th of Ramadan, around the same right now that we are right now. And within a day or two, the conquest of Mecca had occurred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this conquest, predicts this conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتَحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. This took place in Ramadan. رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Hordes and hordes, armies and armies of people embraced Islam. It took place in these very days, in the month of Ramadan. And after the conquest of Mecca, there was no major battle to that level, because really, essentially, Mecca had been, when Mecca is conquered, the Arabian Peninsula is going to follow. It was just a matter of months before the delegations began to arrive and the entire Arabian Peninsula was subdued by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We learn from here that patience always succeeds in the end. No matter how long the struggle, no matter how bitter the struggle, no matter how much loss you will incur during the struggle, if you are on the side of truth, if you are sincere, if you are on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually Allah azza wa jalla's blessings will be manifested and you shall be victorious. Righteousness, taqwa, always pays off. That is two of the incidents within the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But that's not the only miraculous battles that occurred. So many other defining moments in our Islamic history took place in this blessed month of Ramadan. Of them, the most famous battle to conquer Bilad al-Andalus, Muslim Spain, Andalusia, the most famous battle, Tariq ibn Ziyad, on the 28th of Ramadan in the 93rd year of the Hijrah, July 711. This was when the decisive battle took place between Tariq ibn Ziyad on one side and King Roderick from the Vandals, from the Andalusian. And King Roderick was defeated and he was killed in this battle on the 28th of Ramadan in the 93rd year of the Hijrah, and this opened up the way for the rest of Andalusia. Fathul Andalusia took place in the month of Ramadan. The year after that, subhanAllah, those were the days, they were different days for us. The year after that, on the other side of the world, in Biladus Sindhi wal Hind, in modern day Pakistan we call it, the lands of India in Sindh they were called. And then the next year, the 94th year of the Hijrah, Muhammad ibn Qasim was actively engaging with the Raja, Dahar was his name, with the Raja of that region. And a number of battles took place. One of them, one of the decisive battles took place in the month of Ramadan in the 94th year of the Hijrah. Once again, Fatih Andalus in Ramadan, Fatih Sindh and Makran in Ramadan. What more do you want? But there is more to come. In the famous battles of the Crusades, you all remember, the Crusaders came and captured Jerusalem, and for 90 plus years the Ummah did not have Jerusalem. As right now, 90 plus years have gone without us having Jerusalem. We ask Allah to return it to us as it was returned to us the first time. And one of the decisive battles that opened the door for Fatih of Jerusalem was the battle that Nuruddin Zangi did, the Battle of Harim, the Battle of Harim, they call it, or Harim, in August of 1164, once again Ramadan of 559. This battle was the first success that the Muslims had against the Crusader army, and it gave them an impetus and spirit. It gave them a sense of hope that we can fight. They were the powerful army, the Byzantine army, the Europeans. They were more numbered, they were better armed, they had better weapons. Nuruddin Zangi's his first victory, which eventually allowed Salah ad-Din to come. This is not Salah ad-Din yet. Right now we have Nuruddin. Nuruddin Zangi's famous battle that opened the way to Fatah of Jerusalem took place in Ramadan of the year 559 Hijrah. And one final battle we'll mention because time is limited. One final battle that took place in Ramadan, a very decisive battle that changed the course of Muslim history. When Hulagu Khan invaded the Muslim world, when the Mongols came, Genghis Khan's grandson, when the Mongols came and invaded the Muslim world, it was the most catastrophic political defeat that the Ummah had ever seen. The Abbasid Caliphate came to an end. Baghdad fell, Damascus fell, the entire Muslim world fell. People thought it was Qiyamah, people thought it was Ya'juj and Ma'juj, people thought the trumpet is going to be blown, there is no more hope. Who can fight against the Mongols? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always has His ways of doing things. And so, even though the Mongols conquered the entire Middle East, coming out of China, out of Mongolia, they made their way across the Muslim world, one city after another, one massacre after another. Wallahi, it was one of the most depressing times of the Ummah if you read history, and people thought this is the end. But no, Allah Azza wa Jal will save the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, when they finally reached a small province at the time of Egypt, at that time Egypt was not a major center. At that time, Egypt did not have a major dynasty. Egypt was controlled by a small dynasty called the Mamluks. It was a very small dynasty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the power of Islam over the power of Genghis Khan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a victory on the Ain Jalut battle, the battle of Ain Jalut, on the 25th of Ramadan in the year 658 Hijrah. In this battle, for the very first time, the Mongols were defeated. They had never been defeated by any army up until this point in time. And if this had not happened, Allah knows how history would have happened, because we probably would not have had an ummah. But Allah will protect this ummah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will protect the people who say the kalima. So Allah chose this dynasty, the Mamluks, to allow them to stand up and to rise in the battle of Ramadan. And once again, the soldiers were fasting in the morning, but when they came to the battlefield, they broke their fast, because you're allowed to break your fast when you are engaged in this. And they fought the likes of which the ummah has never seen, and Allah gave them an amazing victory that allowed them to stop and to halt the invasion of the Mongols, and to then begin the recapture and the re-solidifying of the Ummah. And the rest, as they say, is history. Brothers and sisters, it is not a coincidence that these battles took place in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His physical manifestation of this blessed month. Allah is showing us what happens when you truly want to achieve success. Allah Azza wa Jal will give it to you. So if Allah Azza wa Jal can halt the advance of the Quraysh, can stop the advance of the Mongols, can allow us to conquer Andalus and Sindh and Makran, then surely the battles I'm fighting in my soul, the battles you're struggling with inside of yourself, are easier than the battles against King Frederick and Genghis Khan. Surely our battles we can manage much easier than the battles that took place in Islamic history. Brothers and sisters, this is the month of victory. This is the month of victory. This is the month where, inshallah, everybody who is sincere will be able to overcome their negatives, their issues, their internal and external enemies. Turn to Allah in this month. Still, we have more than 10 days left. The best days are about to come. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it in your mind that I shall be victorious like all of these other armies were victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. He it is whom we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed, and He hears the prayer of the weak. As to what follows, one of the most tragic events taking place as we speak, an event that causes our hearts to melt, our eyes to shed tears, is what we are seeing happen in Bilad al-Falastin, in the holy lands of Al-Aqsa, in Al-Ard al-Muqaddas that Allah has blessed for all of mankind. in this month of Ramadan, year after year, for as many years as I can remember, we have seen atrocities, the invasion forces. We have seen those who should not be there, those who have unjustly taken charge, an apartheid regime. They have taken charge of this land and they are acting in ways that is totally unbefitting of any person of moral dignity, storming the entire masjid, tying up people who are doing i'tikaf, throwing tear gas and using rubber pellets. Some people have been made shaheed as well. And this happens every single year, especially in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, what can we do from here except to make dua for them? What can we do except to understand these brothers and sisters deserve our moral support, our duas, our spiritual support, our financial support? The least we can do is to be connected with what is happening. I urge all of you to not shy away from reading what is going on, looking at the videos. This should shake your heart to the core. Subhanallah, if Allah blessed us with so many victories in the past, we have to ask ourselves, why are we not seeing these victories now? And the answer to that is a very painful answer, because the answer is looking at us in the mirror. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will only change the status of a people when they change the status of what is inside of them. Once upon a time, we had the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum. Once upon a time, we had the likes of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. Once upon a time, we had the likes of Qutb and others. But now we have me and you. So we have to improve ourselves, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, it is the least we can do to see the atrocities happening in Aqsa and use it as a motivation to make myself better. This is the least we can do. Understand, this is a part of our religion. You see what is happening in Aqsa and you say to yourself, how can I continue living this heedless life? This life that doesn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. This life that has no religion in it. Make a commitment because of Ramadan, because of Aqsa, because of your own dunya and akhirah. Make a commitment this Ramadan that you shall live a better life. You shall raise the bar and when it comes to religiosity. You shall live a more ethical, a more moral, a more spiritual life. And if you do so, and if all of us do so, we will see a victory the likes of which we used to see back in the good old days, as we call it. But until I change myself and until you change yourself, how will change ever begin? So brothers and sisters, I urge myself and you in this month of Ramadan to make a decision, to make a commitment that I shall be a better Muslim, not just for the rest of the 10 days or 11 days left, but after Ramadan finishes. I shall raise the bar of my ritual, of my ethical values, of my akhlaq interacting with other people. I shall be a better person until next Ramadan, where I will try my best to even rise higher and higher. And that is the goal of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. Every Ramadan gives us a boost. Every Ramadan raises our ranks until insha'Allah ta'ala we meet our Lord. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadhi al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran إلا يسرت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.